So today's daf is Shabbos daf Samech Aleph. So I was actually asked a halacha question, I think yesterday, that was related to a little bit of today's daf. So in Samech Aleph Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan makes a comment, and he says that when you put on your shoes, you should tie your left shoe first, and also you should tie, similarly, you should tie your tefillin on your left shoe. On your left hand, on your weaker hand. So I was asked the following question. So first of all, I put my tefillin on my right hand, right? Because I'm a lefty. So that my weaker hand is my right hand. Someone who is a righty, most people are righties, so they put their tefillin on their left hand, as Rav Yochanan pointed out in today's daf. So the question is, how do you define Yeah, I wasn't asking about the shoes, so that's not what I was asked. So there's someone who is getting his tefillin, so he goes to the open scrolls, he goes to the tefillin store, and he says that my son writes with his left hand, and he does everything else with his right hand. I think he writes with his left hand, also eats with his left hand, does everything else with his right hand. So he went back. So the person said, "Ask your Rav what to do." He said, "Maybe what you should do is start learning how to write with your right hand." So he said, "No, that's not what my son's going to do. He didn't feel like doing that." So the question is, right, if you do everything with your left hand, you put your tefillin on your right hand. If you do everything with your right hand, you put your tefillin on your left hand. What if you do some with your left and some with your right? So what do you think you should do?
It goes according to which one you write with.
So Dove thinks it goes for how the one that you write with. That is the determining factor. Okay? Are there other possible answers?
I mean, Dove, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays on the right hand. Sunday, right. Tuesday,
Thursday. Okay, I guess so. Could be. So you should know, Ben, I know you think that. You should know that there are people who are machmir that they don't do that, but they put it on both hands. They put it on, and then at the end of davening, they take it off, put it on the other hand. But Rav Moshe finds that doesn't require that. So the truth is, whether Dov is right or not depends on it's really a machlokas tanoim. It's a debate amongst the tanoim that's found in the Gemara Menachos, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph. So some Rishonim who follow Dov will say, what's the reason why you go by the hand that you write with? Is because there's a connection with Ukshartam and Uksavtam. Just like that you write with your, whatever hand you write with, that's the hand that you tie your tefillin with. So if you're a righty and you write with your right hand, so you tie the tefillin with your right hand. So the only way you can tie your tefillin with your right hand, if you're tying it on your left hand. So if you make that comparison between Uksavtam and Ukshartam, that tying the tefillin is like writing, that whatever hand you write, so then that you follow ksiva, you follow with which hand you write with, that is the determining factor. And however, there are some who disagree with Dov. And other Rishonim follow what's called Rov Malachto, that you go by the majority of the work, the malachos that you do. Because not only do you write, you eat, you pick up things, you carry things. And if you only write with your right hand and you do everything else with your left hand, you follow Rov Malachto. You follow your left hand. And that's based on a different source in the Gemara, which is Vahayu La'os Al Yadcha. That says, it's when it says that the tefillin will be Al Yadcha, it's spelled, right, Yad Keha. Very good, David. So it's spelled Yudad Chafhe, not Yudal Chaf, Yudav Chafhe, for the word keha, the weaker of the two hands. So when you're determining which hand is weaker, it's not only by how you write, it's by really the majority of what you do, whatever is generally weaker. So if you, the stronger hand, we go by the majority of activities, which hand is weaker. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sima and Aruch Chaim, Siman Chav Zayin, Sivav, says very definitively, cites both opinions. He says, there's Yesh Omrim. Some say you go by the hand that you write with. So Dov is right. And he says there are others who say that you go by the Rov Malachto, that again, if you write with one hand and you do all the rest of the work with the other hand, then your other hand is considered the stronger hand, and then you would, right? If you write with your right hand and you do all the other activities with your left hand, so you put your tefillin on your right hand. So some say it goes by the writing, and some say it goes by Rov Malachto. The Ramah follows Dov, so we're good. So the Ramah follows Dov, it says it goes by the hand that you write with. And however, the Vilna Gaon, so usually when the Ramah says something, we follow what the Vilna Gaon, what the Ramah says. The only problem is the Vilna Gaon says, wait a second, we got this other opinion here, and we should follow the other opinion. So it's not so simple between the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon, what you should do. So, first of all, this boy writes and eats with the same hand. So that's also a little more. Rabbi Willig has an interesting chiddush. He's my posik on these issues. So he has an interesting chiddush, and he says the following. He says that in the old days, people's activities were basically dependent on brute strength. In other words, in the old days, you would carry things, you would schlep things, and so according to the opinion that says you go by Rov Malachto, the majority of your malacha, your activities, then people's activities are much more manual labor, much more physically intense, and it would, and therefore, according to that opinion, it would be the stronger hand would be the, would, you go by your, the stronger hand, because you're involved in that type of work. But nowadays, especially now with Zoom, but even before Zoom, we sit by a computer. We don't do so much manual labor. And a person's dominant hand is not which is like physically for bigger, stronger tasks. It's which is more, has greater dexterity, fine motor skills, like which ones you write with, which ones you brush your teeth with. That most of our activities now in today's world, most of us, you know, we're at an office. And so now Rov Malachto has changed from the old days when it was based on brute strength to now even Rov Malachto would probably be writing. So I really think even the Vilna Gaon would probably agree nowadays. So therefore he said that you go by the writing hand. So if you write with your left hand and all your other activities are with your right hand, you are considered a lefty and you put your tefillin on your right hand. And Rabbi Willig thinks it's whether you hold like the Ramah or even like the other opinion, he would say nowadays Rov Malachto. Rov Malachto is now considered writing because we go by the fine motor skills. That's his chiddush.